Microsoft is pulling the plug today on a program that essentially paid people to use its Bing search engine. NPR's Asma Khalid tells us why the program didn't stick.
More than 1,000 companies took part in the Bing cashback program. The way it worked was if shoppers went through Bing to the merchant sites and then bought things, they'd receive a portion of the money back, sometimes up to 30%.
I've purchased like my contact lenses through them, various electronics purchases, and my savings have totaled in cashback over $1,000 through Bing.
Greg Russell is an IT manager in Las Vegas and one of the many online bargain hunters who took advantage of the program. The idea was aimed at attracting new users to Microsoft's search engine, but it may not have worked out that way. Tushar Bajaj from Texas is another online shopper who loved Bing cashback.
If I don't have an incentive to use Bing anymore with this program being taken away, then I would rather just go back to Google.
The problem for Microsoft is we're creatures of habit. Ina Fried is a senior writer for CNET.
Even with me, they face the same hurdle they face with other people, which is by the time I even think which search engine am I going to use, I've already typed G-O-O-G. So, I mean, that's the behavior, the sort of hardwired behavior that Microsoft has to have us all unlearn if Bing's going to be successful.
Microsoft would not say how many people used the program or how much money was paid out. The company only stated, quote, "We did not see the broad adoption we had hoped for," end quote. But Bing is gaining followers. It's gained a few points in market share. According to the online data research firm Experian Hitwise, Bing almost has 10% of the search market. By comparison, Google has 71%. Asma Khalid, NPR News.